We're doing brachot. We're up to two dots in the middle of the page, across from where it says matnitin in Rashi, Tanu Rabbanan. We have the following braisa. Bar keri shnat nu alav tit kabin ma'im tahor. The bar keri that had nine kav poured on him is pure. B'me dvarin amurim le'atzmo. Nine kav, by the way, is the equivalent of 226 eggs. So that's a lot of water. B'me dvarin amurim le'atzmo. When do I say that nine kav is sufficient to purify him? When we're talking about he's just going to daven for himself, he's going to learn Torah. But if he's going to go and teach Torah, he better go to a real mikveh and toivel in 40 sa'. That's Tanakama. Rav Yehuda omer mim sa mikol makom. Rav Yehuda says, whatever you want to do, you want to learn Torah, you want to teach Torah, you better go to a real mikveh and dunk in 40 sa'. Rav Yochanan, Rav Shua ben Akiva, Rav Elazar, Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina. You have these two pairs, Rabbi Yochanan and his brother-in-law Reish Lakish, Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Chad me'ayzuga v'chad me'ayzuga reisha. So when it comes to this braisa, one of each of these pairs, either Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish, and either Rabbi Lozer or Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, they said about the first part of the braisa, Chad amar, one said, when we said that if you want to teach others, you need 40 sa'ah, that's talking about someone who's ill, who brought the carry upon himself. But if he's ill, and it happened, and it was circumstances that were beyond his control, so even if he wants to teach others, he doesn't need the 40 saw, but rather tet kabin. It's enough that he has the 9 kav poured over him. And one said, kol achrim afilu chole leon so, adik arbeim sa'am. The other one says, no can do. If you want to teach Torah, I don't care if the person's sick. I don't care if it happened against his volition. He needs 40 saw. And then one of each of these tears commented on the second statement of the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda, who said you need 40 sa regardless, one said, when did Rabbi Yehuda say you need 40 sa? That's when you're toiveling in the ground. But if you're going to toivel in a vessel, then that's not the case. Just a second, and the other one said, even if you're going to dunk in a vessel, that's also, you need 40 sa'ah. Rashi, lo shenu ela bekalka, lo teima mikol makom Rabbi Yehuda lachshuri bekli. When Rabbi Yehuda said, regardless, you need 40 sa'ah. What does it mean, regardless? Don't think that he meant to say, regardless of whether you dunk in the ground or in a vessel. So then, Rabbi Yehuda seems to say, you could dunk in a vessel. Go to the bathtub if it has 40 saw. No, you need 40 saw in the ground. Yes? So the first opinion says, when Rabbi Yehuda said, Mikol makom, lo shanu ela bekalka, Rabbi Yehuda didn't mean to encompass dunking in a bathtub, going into a vessel. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say, go make your blow up swimming pool and dunk in that. When he said 40 saw, regardless, he meant specifically in the ground. But you can't have a vessel that holds 40 sa'ah and go dunk in that. And one of them says, no, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean regardless? He meant regardless of whether it's in the ground or it's in a vessel. You can, once you have 40 sa'ah, you can dunk in it. I understand. If Rabbi Yehuda came to say, you may dunk in 40 sa'ah that is in a vessel, so I understand why Rabbi Yehuda said regardless. He meant to say regardless of whether it's in the ground or it's in the vessel. If it has 40 saw, it's kosher. Mikol makom means regardless.
Right, I know.
In any way, under any circumstance.
So you couldn't say it, like literally it means
from any place.
Words, in any place, meaning on the ground or the cave.
But if you're going to say that even Rabbi Yehuda does not allow you to immerse yourself in a vessel that contains 40 sa'ah, so then what does Rabbi Yehuda say regardless? Why does he say mikol makom? Answers the Gemara, latu yemayim shuvin. He's coming to tell you that you can immerse yourself in water that's not real mikvah water. It's waters that have been in a vessel. They're mayim she'uvin. Okay. They're mayim she'uvin. Okay. So that deserves a whole long discussion. About mikvah laws. Who said that mayim she'uvin isn't kosher for a mikvah? Is that rabbinic or biblical? That deserves its own discussion. These three rabbis were breaking bread together. So it came time to bench. Rav Papa said, he said, let me bench, because I had nine kav poured on me, so I'm pure enough to bench. He said, hey Rabbi, it says if you're going to do something on behalf of others, you better go to a full-fledged mikvah, so you're not kosher enough. No. Let me do the benching. That I had 40 sa'a full on me. He said, hey guys, let me bench. I didn't need any of these. I'm not even a carry. No problem by me. Rav Chama Tavil v'maliyoma de pisra lotzir bim yidei chovatan. Rav Chama would ensure that he'd go to the mikvah on Erev Pesach when he was going to be motzi others, I guess maybe in the reading of the Agado or the Hallel. So Rashi says he would bless on his mikvah immersion, and he would always do this because he'd say, in order to teach others, you got to do it. And the halacha is not like him, that you could pour on yourself nine kav, and that's fine. Like we saw in Amar Aleph, Nao Gama, like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, and you don't need to go to a mikveh, and all this is fine. the whole mikveh concept is a nice thing, but it's not incumbent.